Yeah.
Fresh Dozen.
Yeah. Huh. I ain't gon' say too much. When a nigga speaking, I'm that hot shit. Fuck the police, cause them bitches ain't gon' stop shit. My opposition's mad. If they play, they get in popcorn. Flies nigga in the gang, yeah. I'm a cop. Put it on Camelot. With a 100 some shots. I be swimming with the sharks. Little nigga, you a lobster. Bullets heat a nigga up like he eating up some popcorn.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, sports fan. Another episode of Dez and BA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. What a weekend we just had, man. What a weekend. Great weekend in sports, and I think the college football may have topped the NFL. At least that's what the trend is saying. But anyway, man, LSU, Alabama, let's start there. We don't even talk a whole lot of college football, but it's getting down towards that time where we got to start focusing in on this college football. LSU, Bama, Saturday, we watched the game together. Your thoughts? Obviously, LSU prevails. Joe Burrow does what he does.
Alabama, with a healthy quarterback that can run like he used to be able to run, I say that they win that game.
Yeah.
I say they win it. But I still say LSU is a better team right now.
Yeah.
I would say LSU better defensively than Alabama is defensively. What you think?
I can say, here's the thing. This is going to, on both sides of the ball.
Alabama evenly fans, matched now.
Yeah, Alabama fans are they're like Saints fans or Cowboy fans. They are annoying. But the truth be told, a healthy Tua, Alabama with a healthy Tua, we obviously know they lost the game to LSU. But I'm going to say, like I said in the post last night, Alabama with a healthy Tua doesn't lose another game the rest of the way.
But they don't lose that game, I don't think.
I don't care who you put in front of them. They're not going to lose the rest of the way with a healthy Tua. And with a hobbled Tua, he passed for 400-plus yards.
Yeah, but that's because they got weapons. They got killer weapons.
He fumbled the ball in the open field. He wasn't sharp early. But the dude played a heck of a ball game on a bum ankle. Don't you think?
Yeah.
And then this is a guy that could have just set out. This dude's going to be a top three pick.
Right.
But no, he had the surgery to come back early. He had to play in the LSU game.
That was a game he had to play in.
He had to play in the LSU game.
He might be hobbling the rest of the year, but that was a game
he had to
shoot him up and play in.
Yeah, he had to put that on tape. He was going to play in the LSU game and played. And, I mean,
they super monsters, though.
Listen.
Them receivers he got?
Barring a little bit more time.
I think they don't want him in that playoffs either.
Because they're going to knock five from everybody, and I think everything is biased towards Alabama.
Right.
Period. We're going to get into that. But let's get back just before we get on that part. The game itself, man. If Tua's healthy, he makes a lot of those little plays. A lot of those drives get extended. That first drive that he fumbled because
he wouldn't have did that.
He wouldn't have done that. And you never know how that game goes. Does LSU play as well as they play? Or do they end up getting wrapped? They get around the bit. You don't know. You just don't. You can't look at that.
It's going to be a good game either way. But,
here's the thing.
That was a momentum changer. When he fumbled that ball.
If you say LSU is stronger, and this is crazy that I'm going to say this, but if you say LSU is stronger defensively, I'm going to go on the leg and say as good as LSU played offensively, Bama is probably better offensively because of the weapons they have at receiver.
Bama is definitely better than LSU on offense.
Yeah, but LSU is great on offense.
But LSU got a better quarterback. I will say that.
I think they're neck and neck.
Nah.
I think they're neck and neck. And listen, this is going to shock you for me saying this right here. This is going to shock you. You know, I always doubted Tua, right?
No, but listen.
I always doubted Tua, right?
Okay.
I'll be like, I don't know about him. They talking about the first pick and all that stuff. I don't know about Tua. But that game on Saturday, that boy come out there playing on the bum ankle, showed me that, you know what? He bona fide.
But he got the receivers he got and the receivers
that makes it a little easier. That makes it a little easier with those good receivers.
That's what I'm saying. Like, LSU don't have the receivers he got.
No, and they got a good squad of receivers, but they don't have what Alabama has.
Like, he got three first-round receivers.
And three horses coming behind them that's probably going to be second or third. Right?
Those are receivers that's going to be playing on Sunday.
Right. Guaranteed.
And I'm talking about guaranteed.
No ifs, ands, and buts about it.
Every last one of them.
And team going to be fighting to get one of them.
So that's why I'm saying you got to look, and you in college, right? You got to look, you in college. Uh-huh. The top players are good.
Right.
But there's no way in college that you can guard three receivers like Alabama got.
If you got one of them, you're in trouble. If you got two of them, you're in sure enough bad shape. But if you got three of them, forget about it.
You can't guard them.
Forget about it.
But in Alabama, usually be the opposite. They usually don't be as strong on offense, mm-hmm, and their defense way stronger than their offense.
Yep.
But it's the other way around.
Now, this year. And LSU, on the other side, they're a little more even keel.
Yeah.
They're like good on both sides of the ball. Yeah, yeah.
But got a real good quarterback.
Yeah.
And that.
And he's making a difference. He is the difference.
That Edwards running back, man, whatever his name is.
Deuce.
Man, he's Deuce, a
Deuce
super
a bad
monster.
Boy. Deuce is a bad boy. And I think a lot of people overlook. They talk about, you know, how Joe Burrow played well, and obviously Tua played
well.
He's
the MVP of the game.
22 was the best player on the field.
That's what I'm going to say, too.
Hey, I ain't looking at his numbers. Offensively. Did you look at his numbers?
Nah, I didn't even pay attention to it.
Against Alabama, 103 rushing yards, 77 receiving yards, led LSU with 9 receptions, 3 rushing touchdowns, and a receiving touchdown.
But that ain't even including the first downs he made.
The first down, the spin moves, just...
Yeah, the sub little moves to get the extra yards.
Them grunt plays.
The pro plays.
Yeah, that you got to do plays. You got to do on Sunday to get move them chains.
Yeah, got it. He got everything. He got it all.
Yeah, man, that dude...
And he got the strength, like...
Bowling ball.
John Drew.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I mean, I'm talking about...
I seen him in the first round.
First
if
round?
If you don't take him in the first round, you're missing out on something.
You're missing out on a guy, man, because that dude
can get... He undersized now, don't get me wrong.
Plug and play.
But he only undersized by his height.
Everything else is... He's a giant on everything else.
He's a giant with the heart, with the thickness.
Yeah.
He got everything. He just ain't got the height. And that be helping him, too.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's his name.
He's a monster.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Golly, man.
He your boy... He's a Darren Sproles on steroids.
Yeah, he's dangerous, man. He is dangerous. They said 12 to 16 top half of the draft players played in the LSU Bama game.
Right. So you telling me?
And they said it's probably another 10 to 12 on both sides of the ball that may pick up undrafted free agent contracts in the NFL.
Just because they play with that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy that's much talent on the field.
In two universes.
And that ain't even hitting the field.
That ain't touching.
He's had this talent that ain't
Yeah, the ones that sitting back and waiting. This red shirt freshman over there that we're going to say next year, we're going to find out they monsters. But
they can play this year, but ain't no spot for them.
Ain't no spot for them. Ain't no room for them.
Ain't no room.
Got to let some people move on. Got to unload the wagon and let them play a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Bama LSU game is crazy, man. So, just briefly, let's touch on the college football playoff. Last week, it'll come out tomorrow, but last week it was... Ohio State number one, LSU number two, Bama number three.
LSU got to go to number one.
Bama number three, Penn State number four. So I start Penn State. Penn State gets knocked off by Minnesota. Minnesota's undefeated.
Yeah.
Ohio State plays another cupcake, does what they do. LSU beats Bama. LSU goes to number one. Period, point blank, end of discussion.
Yeah.
LSU's number one. Ohio State's got to be number two.
Yeah, but they ain't going to do nothing to get blowed out in the playoffs.
That's what they – we know this.
We know this, so –
for the purpose of it, this is what they're going to do. Ohio State's number two. Number three is going to be –
why they can't just go and put three SEC teams in there?
It's impossible.
How?
It had to be a crazy –
because you know that – out man, you know
– that's what I want to see.
Listen, Georgia, and they ain't even in there, right?
That's the issue, so – Penn State loses to Minnesota. Who do you put fourth? Do you leave Alabama at fourth? Or do you put Georgia at fourth?
But tell me this here. Do you think Georgia can beat Ohio State? Just be honest.
No.
You don't think they can beat that Ohio State?
No. Let me back up. Do I think Georgia can beat Ohio State?
Yeah.
Yes. I think anybody in the SEC can beat anybody in any other conference.
So why, when it comes to the playoffs, it ain't like that? That's the question.
Yeah. I don't get that.
That's the question.
And that's the problem with the playoffs. It either go to six teams. I don't know. It just...
That's the number one question. Everybody in the world know that Georgia can beat, they can beat Ohio State, Penn State, any of them.
Any of them states.
Any of them states. Yeah. But it's just something about too many conference, too many teams out of one
SEC,
conference.
Yeah, it's that's that thing. And
they don't want that.
But here's the thing moving forward is, traditionally, we always, I know I've always enjoyed watching the SEC championship. Always.
Yeah,
because you're going to get two good teams, and to me, that's really good football, and that's the end of the last really good, true football. Because the playoff, anything can happen in the playoff games, you know. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. But the SEC, I always look at it as my national championship. That's just the way I see it. That's the way I watch college football. Whoever wins the SEC is my national champ that year. But anyway, the SEC championship is the problem.
Yeah.
So before, it was like, when you had a one-loss Alabama, and then they got a chance to go redeem themselves or something like that, it was a difference. It was like, okay, they're going to get a chance to go blow out in the SEC championship. If I got one loss and I went and won the SEC championship, who are you to tell me that I ain't better than one of these other cupcake conference teams?
Right.
But this year, by Alabama losing to LSU, you got to think about it. This run that Alabama's been on, they beat LSU 8 straight.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Alabama is finally on the outside looking in the SEC championship game. So that means there's a problem. You won't get three because LSU, if all goes well and Georgia wins out, they're going to play Georgia.
Yeah.
In the SEC championship. So somebody's got to go down in the SEC championship.
If Georgia beats LSU, they still going to, either way, LSU going to be in there.
Here's the thing, Alabama fans, unless the committee comes out tomorrow and puts you at number 4 in the playoff, you're probably done.
Yeah.
You're done.
They done.
Because you can't sit back as a Bama fan and hope that Georgia beats LSU, because guess what? That's going to springboard Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia. And LSU, they can only fall to 4th. They're going to play in the playoff. They're playing in the playoff. Period. Mm-hmm. So, Bama, when you lost to LSU, you put your destiny in LSU's hand. LSU controls Bama. They have the tiebreaker over Bama, and LSU is going to play in the SEC championship. Win or lose, they're going to play for the national champ. They're going to play in the college football playoff, period. So the problem becomes is, if Georgia beats LSU, do you put a one-loss Georgia SEC champion above a undefeated Minnesota?
Yeah.
Why?
But no, I mean, that's not – Minnesota not getting in there.
But why do you put a one-loss Georgia above Minnesota?
Because they know, just like I'm telling you, they know the SEC is way tougher than any of them other conferences.
And then on top of this, you're going to say, if I'm Georgia, okay, I lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
I lost to a top 10 team. A top 10 team.
Right.
And then I beat the number one team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put Georgia in there, don't you?
Right. You got to.
And on the flip side of that, Minnesota's sitting there thinking to themselves, like, well, if anybody going to get in there, you can't put Bama in there because Georgia lost to so-and-so. Bama lost to the best team in the country. Bama's going to say they have the best one loss in the world.
They are the best one loss. And it's going to be that.
And Minnesota's going to say, well, I beat Penn State. And then I'm going to say, who is Penn State?
Nobody.
The team that's always, they have a good record because they don't play nobody. They lose the end of the year.
Anyway.
Every year.
They weren't supposed to be there anyway.
We already know the coach, James Franklin from Vanderbilt, that's the head coach at Penn State. We just talked about it yesterday. He's 0-7-1 in in big games.
Yeah.
He ain't won squat.
He ain't won nothing.
So,
I don't know.
This playoff thing is jacked up. And you, just like I said, happened last year, happening this year. LSU, Georgia, Alabama. And if you really want to keep it going, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, they could beat anybody in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out. Y'all want to say Ohio State is tough? Ohio State's defense, this and that and all this stuff? Different caliber of ball when you play these boys down south.
Different
caliber of ball. These boys down here grew up throwing them 50-pound feed sacks. A little different. You got to bow up down here, man.
Got a bow up.
Got to be a man.
Ancient wings a bit.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. LSU Alabama game, that was a really good, felt like an NFL playoff game to me, man.
Mm.
That was a good one. Moving on, man. NFL. Get right to it. Saints fans. I didn't even joke with y'all online yesterday. I didn't even make no post about the Saints fan. But you know we loving it. You know I'm enjoying it. What's the problem down in New Orleans? Is it Drew Brees? Is it the defense? Is it the play calling? Is it the gumbo was bad this week? Oakland didn't come through.
There's just time for them to get a loss.
Time to get knocked off.
That's all.
Simple as that. But it just happened to be against the Dirty Birds. Embarrassing, New Orleans.
Arch rival.
Embarrassing. Here's a team that has 7 sacks on the entire year. Sack Brees 6 times yesterday.
Right.
How is New Orleans going to call themselves a Super Bowl contender if that happened yesterday? Now you got half the fans arguing about
it. That was a trap game.
Because it was an overlooked game. You won in 17. They're tanking. Quarterback's been injured. He comes back. It's a trap game.
Definitely was a trap game.
But it wasn't even like you got caught slipping and you just got beat at the end. It was a grudge match. You got mauled.
Yeah.
Explain it, B.A. They got mauled.
They got mauled, but it was just a trap game. One of them games where you just couldn't do nothing right.
Just janky game?
Yeah, that's all it was.
It's crazy, man. My brother called me the day before. He was like, man, he says, I don't care what you say. We're going to give them a good game.
Just matchups.
He said, we're going to give them a good game.
Just like the Steelers Ravens, same thing. No matter what records is, you can throw all the records out the window when they play.
Going to be a dogfight.
Going to be a 3-point game decided by 3 points.
Man. But Saints fans are torn up right now. They're arguing about who should play.
Yeah, they just...
Breeze or Bridgewater? Like, what are y'all arguing about?
Fuss about.
Well, I mean, is that a question?
It's not the right question.
Yeah, I don't get that. It doesn't make any sense to me. But that just goes to show me you guys are pretty much fair weather fans anyway, because I'm going to go ahead and on record. All you new Saints fans, especially y'all around Wiggins, Mississippi, all Gulfport, Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, y'all's loyalty and try to act like y'all diehard Saints fans and y'all have these Super Bowl parties every Sunday for the Saints games, just stop it. Just stop it.
They are.
It's fake.
Weather fans.
Because 2007, 2008, I don't recall y'all doing any of this. I recall in 2006, I remember myself with a true Saints fan watching the debacle that happened with Reggie Bush up there at Soldier Field against Chicago and Brian Urlacher then. Y'all wasn't diehard back then, but you had an opportunity to move on in the playoffs and didn't get it done because y'all couldn't play in the cold weather, and y'all failed at Soldier Field, but y'all had a really good team, and that was the start of the comeback. That was the year after Katrina. Y'all didn't win it then, but that was the start of the comeback. Fast forward now, y'all act like y'all a story franchise, like y'all the 49ers or the Steelers or the Patriots or somebody. Well, I won't even say the Patriots, because the Patriots won't store it. They just been winning in the last 20 years here.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, people, the reason why Pittsburgh and Dallas and teams like that have so many fans, because they've been around so long and they have a loyal upbringing. At some point in time, somebody in your family liked one of these teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you just latched on to them. It's like you with Pittsburgh. You didn't grow up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan as a kid, as a pup.
No.
But you found your way, but you heard Pittsburgh Steelers fans talk about the Steelers throughout your entire lifehood, and then you decided you wanted to jump on board because you missed the Michael Jordan train, so you wanted to be a fake Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
I don't regret nothing about it. I ain't like Mike, and still don't like Mike.
But, it's just...
It could be worse.
You're fake fans. You're fake. You only been these fans since 2009. And I'm going to tell you why your fans are so fake. And I sound like a sexist saying this, but you have the most female fans in the world. They act like they know everything about football, especially around these parts. I don't know what they do in the rest of the country, but around these parts, these females act like they know everything about the game of football. Ain't played it down. You can't watch it. Not saying you can't.
They all jumped on the bandwagon.
They just a bandwagon. It's like they're experts. Saints fans.
Well, I don't know no Saints fan. Maybe Calvin Ramsey, the Ramses. I know they were fans.
Calvin Ramsey, that's...
He grew up.
Grew up with him.
Through school.
I mean, like, Calvin Ramsey, that's a brother. That's one of our brothers, man. That's one of our brothers in arms that we went to war with. We played ball, grew up with, been with our whole entire life. Jeez.
And they were sorry back then.
Jeez, what we call it. This man literally, me and Calvin argue about everything, man. Like me and B.A. I mean, we're friends. We all argue. Me and Calvin, my mama used to literally think me and Calvin wanted to kill each other in her classroom because we used to argue all the time. And the argument that was going on during that time was Eddie George and Leland McElroy.
Yeah.
McElroy, Texas A&M. I actually like McElroy. Obviously, Eddie George was the better player. Had won the high. He had a better career. But McElroy, that little Joe was tough down in Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. They weren't even in the SEC, and I was watching him then. I just recognized talent, you know. But me and Cal used to argue about that. But just like he said a couple weeks ago, our biggest arguments was about music, about Prince and Michael Jackson. But anyway, we argued all the time. But Cal Lorenzo was a true, still is to this day, he is a true New Orleans Saints fan. Mm-hmm. He literally came to school sad on Mondays because they lost every week.
Right.
And he was still a Saints fan. If you're not Calvin Ramsey, you ain't part of that Ramsey crew, you ain't no Saints fan. You just like them. You riding the wave. When they get sorry again, you'll be off of there. You'll be out of there.
Yeah.
I give you two more years. It'll be a wrap. Y'all be ready to blow that Superdome up. That's how that's going to go. Moving on to your Pittsburgh Steelers, man. You won 5-6. Minkah Fitzpatrick looking like the best free agent pickup ever in the history of mankind. Best since sliced bread. First couple weeks, you were ready to kill him off. You wanted to taint. You was trying to get the pick right. You wanted to kill the pick. You wanted to do everything just to.
Yeah, because I'm thinking the pick was gonna be top five.
Man,
you
but
panic. You make irrational decisions when you're losing. See, I was thinking that's what we did. We went to losing, and then we make an irrational decision by trading our pick for some old, just taking a shot in the dark type player.
Well, I looked at it, and with the timing, you actually traded for him when you found out Big Ben was out for the year. But you literally had lost a safety for the year, so you needed to get safety help. Mm-hmm. Period. And it just so happened Minkah became available.
What safety we lost for the year?
It was I read it yesterday. I don't know the guy's name, but y'all lost a starting safety for the season. So y'all needed to get a trade for a safety real quick, and y'all actually were going to get his teammate. But then they came back and offered him if he threw in a first-round pick, and y'all jumped on.
It was going to be the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, but then it happened. And the reason they made a Minkah available, like I said to you, other teams jumped in. There's a lot of teams that want a Minkah. And a lot of teams offered the first-round pick. Mm-hmm. The only reason, and it's strategic, the reason that the Dolphins took the Steelers' offer is because they felt like y'all were trash and your pick was going to be the highest of all the teams that offered for Minkah. So they actually made the trade with Pittsburgh, not to help Pittsburgh. They thought y'all were going to tank and be picking in the top five. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Minkah has picked off five passes since then. So, not
and
happening.
And we've won five games since then.
Even though yesterday, that was definitely not a fumble.
Yeah, but they didn't score an offensive touchdown, so they were still going to lose the game.
Well, we're going to get into that. That's the thing. It's like Jared Goff is a $100 million quarterback.
No, $122 million.
My bad. Let me correct myself. $122 million quarterback. Todd Gurley is a
$90 million running back. I'll say $85 million. Because Zeke just signed for $90 and he the highest paid.
So Todd Gurley's $85 million. So we're up to $200 million right here between Goff and Gurley. And Gurley's making all that money, got the ball 12 times yesterday. And trust me, Steve's got a great defense. It ain't because the defense is so great. It's because Ty Gurley is Ty Gurley. Ty Gurley doesn't threaten you no more. That's why this offense doesn't work for the Rams, because they don't have the threat on the ground anymore. Period.
Yeah.
Ty Gurley's not right. So we're up to $200 million between two players. Then you got Aaron Donald on the other side of the ball. Right?
Yeah.
That's ain't that 100?
Yeah, that's, he locked in.
So we're looking at $300 million. And then guess what you gotta do this offseason?
Get another running back.
You need one, but you can't do that.
They're gonna have to do something.
How you gonna do it?
I don't know.
You gonna be drafting somebody?
Yeah.
In the draft.
Yeah, they're gonna need somebody.
And you're not gonna get anybody in the draft. You're not gonna get anybody to replace him immediately.
He can't do the job, but he don't want his toes stepped on by you bringing another.
He don't want somebody in there that can, that really can do it.
Yeah.
You can bring somebody that can look like it, that'll make mistakes, but don't bring somebody that can do it.
Yeah.
You got to respect him because he's the guy with the money and the contract and all that stuff. You got to keep him happy. You got to pay Jalen Ramsey too.
Yeah, okay.
The Rams are in a situation to whereas this season might get ugly for them.
They're getting grinded down to a nub over there.
Based on the schedule, this season might get ugly. And as a Ram fan, you got to be worried because you can't afford to even lose. You have a roster that you can't afford to lose more than four games a year.
Right.
And you're right there already. You're there. You can't have $200 million in four players and be losing. Can't do it. Gordon Hayward injured again. Injury prone, ain't he? Some guys are just IP, and other guys don't get hurt. Pittsburgh, with the their situation, even though you're winning, what do y'all do?
What you mean?
Keep saying it, but Mason Rudolph is not your answer long term.
You don't think?
I know he's not.
I like him.
You can like him all you want to, but the Steelers don't.
You don't think so?
I don't think that just he's your moving forward QB long term.
So I tell you what.
So you think he can develop?
No, I tell you this here. Out of all the young quarterbacks in the league, who's actually playing better than him?
Than Mason Rudolph?
Yeah. Tell me who's playing better than him.
I mean, that's any answer is a very opinionated answer, but I mean, we're here to give our opinions.
For the team,
if you weren't,
for what we doing with him, he's playing better than any quarterback in the league.
Okay, but say he played exactly the way he's played, and you lost all six of these games that you won.
But
five
we
six.
Didn't. You can't say that because we didn't. He ain't killing us.
True.
So that's all we need from him.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
He's doing the same thing Big Ben did his first 2 years with us. Don't beat us.
Okay. This is the best Pittsburgh Steelers defense that
we've had in a minute.
I've seen in my lifetime.
No, 2008 James Harrison.
James Harrison?
That defense. No, we don't even have the DBs. We don't really have the DBs. Like we had Ike Taylor back then. We had a lot of Troy Polamalu.
Look at the turnovers.
We creating turnovers.
Nah. So you say I'm gonna step back because you had Hall of Fame caliber players on that, so I'm gonna step back with that. Outside of that, you're right, that was a great defense, but the turnovers is like I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, we turn the ball.
Nah, I ain't seen that. That's what in my lifetime I ain't seen this from the Steelers. I ain't seen nothing like this.
I tell you, man, that T.J. Watt, dog.
He dangerous, man. He's explosive, man.
He unblockable. Like it's un. Like when the game on, he just remind me of Jane Harrison. How when the game was on the line, Jane Harrison getting to that quarterback.
Yeah, he shifted into high gear. Everybody still in low when he in high.
Man, he's getting to the quarterback.
Yeah.
And Lamar Woodley, he used to just, you know, when you got Jane Harrison on the other side,
you stuck him a fall on your lunch plate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much, like, even our other outside linebacker, he having a decent year. And I've been down on him.
Bud
Dupree.
Yeah. You just don't like, Bud is too slow for you. That's all it is. I figured it out.
What?
Bud's too slow for you. You don't like the way he play because he's slow.
Nah, he fast.
No.
He fast on. I mean,
but Bud, when it's come to rushing that passer, Bud Dupree just rushed. He got a slow.
Nah,
his get off ain't right when it come down to rushing the passer. You get what I'm saying? I'm not calling him running slow. His get off ain't right.
Yeah, he ain't that dude. Like
his get off ain't.
He ain't like T.J. Watt.
Yeah, T.J. Watt, Gerald McCoy, them guys. When the ball is you think about snapping the ball, they wide open.
Yeah,
they wide open.
Bud Dupree, he's solid. But I don't think that Pittsburgh need to pay him no big whole lot of money.
Why? Because he's on the edge. If you're on the edge, you got to be.
You got to be.
You got to be bona fide.
We can't play around with this money.
Well, here's the thing. When you're on the edge, if I pay you as an edge rusher, I might be able to live with some deficiencies of you tackling against the run. But I can't be worried about you not getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and he can play the run now.
You see what I'm saying?
But he can play the run, but he just not a superb pass rusher. I can't
pay you as an edge pass rusher if you good at the run, because it's a premium on them pass rushers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look at how they did Clowney. And Clowney is great against the run. He great all the way around, but he's not a superb pass rusher either.
Yeah.
And so they tried to dumb him down with the contract situation and all that. And we're not talking about, we're talking about two completely different caliber players here, but still, if Bud Dupree is gonna, wants to be that edge rusher paid kind of guy, man, you gotta guess what? You gotta rush, you gotta rush that edge, right?
Yeah, you gotta you gotta get 12 to 15 sacks a year. Guaranteed. Like TJ Watt been doing.
You gotta fall out of bed and get 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he ain't did that yet.
You gotta fall out of bed and get 10. So you feel pretty good about these Steelers, huh? I like y'all, man. I look for,
man, I ain't confident. Like,
man. We listen. Don't walk it back, man. Talk your talk. You know, talk about your team.
No, I'm not doing all that. I mean, we got to. I don't know, man. We got to get more out of offense. We can't depend on defense turning the ball over to win a game.
There's your thing. Now your situation with your running backs being banged up.
We got all types of problems. That's why, we don't have a sure running back. He may play Thursday, may not. I don't trust it.
Then can Mason Rudolph make enough plays for you?
On the road. Can he play as good on the road as he can play?
Things tighten up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, that's all my question will be with him.
But, yeah, y'all didn't think of it.
We need to win this next game now.
You got Cleveland, you're going to win.
Nah, we got to win. This a must win.
You got Cleveland, you're going to win.
No, it ain't no sure thing.
Yeah, Cleveland, you're gonna win.
You jinxing me, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to do that. I'm literally sports
if
fan.
If our defense do what it's supposed to do,
you can win.
We can win.
Mason Rudolph doesn't turn the ball over.
We can win.
You actually have a good enough defense to where you can actually absorb a turnover. That's how good your defense is, right?
Yeah,
now.
We get the ball right there. They kicking 30.
Yeah, but just don't turn it over 3 times.
Yeah,
you good to go. Yeah, you're gonna make a push. The Steelers are, like it or not, playoff bound.
Dang.
Wild card. It's y'all to lose. One spot. Because I know who's coming for the other one.
Who?
Tighten up, baby.
Man, get out of here.
Nah, we had no chance, man. Kill us off.
Nah.
But we had a big win yesterday against the Kansas
City. Y'all got a chance. I ain't gonna kill y'all off.
Well, the reason why we're going to have a chance is because our offense is too inconsistent, period. Pat Mahomes yesterday lit up the defense. 400-something yards.
Right.
But you did everything he could do, and they still lost the game. And that boils down to why the Eagles never won a championship.
But why do you say
he gonna get on the defense? I know you're gonna say something.
Why
like
do
that.
You say y'all got a good defense though?
We do have a good defense.
How if you let that man do that?
That man do that to everybody.
But it doesn't make no.
And he lost.
He don't do that to good defenses.
He lost.
But he don't do that to good defenses.
He lost.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. You that man moved the ball. He can't play defense.
I understand that. That's why they lost.
That's why they lost. It ain't had nothing to do with. It ain't had nothing to do with y'all defense. It had something to do with they defense.
Check this out. Our defense made a stupid mistake at the end of that game. We kick the ball off to them, right? It's 20-some seconds left in the game. They got to go 65 yards or so to get in field goal range. They pick up 50 on the first play. Mm-hmm. We drop back on an umbrella? What, we in quarters?
I don't know what y'all doing.
One play. He threw the ball down there, one play, within range. And then Andy Reid lost his mind. Then Andy Reid just, what was he thinking with his play calling right there? I don't know what he did. And then to top it off, Pat Mahomes loses his mind. Instead of them running the ball again, they do a little rollout. And he goes down, loses yards, makes the field goal longer. Then the snap, the timing was off. They get an intentional grounding. And we go down there, and I actually literally broke it down. I was like, man, this is so improbable that Ryan Tannehill led us down this field. The play that we scored on
was a good route by my Humphreys.
To Humphreys, but you didn't see the pre-play, the pre-snap.
No.
The play before that, we threw about a 30-yard pass. You saw that one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So We run down the field. We have no timeouts. We run down the field, and when we get down there, for whatever reason, another subject we got to get on before in a little bit when we get through, run through these games, is the officiating in the NFL. It's been so terrible, man.
But my problem is this.
The replay stuff, terrible.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Terrible. So the Tennessee Titans had a pass play, 30-something yards down the field. We rush down to get to the line. You know, we see the spike it or go, whatever. We go down to run the play. We're not spiking it. Everybody's set. And I'll show you a pre-snap picture. Everybody's set, ready to go. The receivers, everybody. Mm-hmm. Tannehill's calling for the ball, all this. The referees on the field in the middle of that play with the clock running. The game clock running, because it's the NFL, no timeouts, no, don't stop after the first down. Play clock running, they're blowing the whistle.
Why?
They're blowing the whistle. My left tackle, my Pro Bowl left tackle, Taylor Lewan, is got his back to the end zone. He's walking towards the sideline. He's talking to the referee, because the referee didn't blow the whistle. They're stopping play, they're blowing the whistle, but the clock is running. So it's only a few referees that's on the wrong page. The entire defense got the hands on the hips, relaxed, looking at each other, talking about the play, talking about the play before, yada, yada, yada. The receiver to the left of Tannehill wasn't even set. Tannehill motions for him to get set. He hurries up and gets set. A DB runs to get in front of him, not in good position. The linebacker, the two safeties, they're confused. They're talking to each other, and guess what happens? The two safeties that are supposed to be over the top, they're confused. They cover nobody. Linebacker turns his back. Doesn't really cover anybody. Adam Humphries catches that ball with that route. He just runs around the guy and runs a skinny post. Touchdown. Mm-hmm. Confusion. So that play almost didn't happen or almost resulted in a penalty for Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then it did happen and resulted in a touchdown. So Kansas City got screwed on the play. It's just messed up, man.
Oh, yeah.
Messed up. We tried to get this right after the whole situation that happened with the Saints and the Rams down in the Superdome last year. We got replay. You can challenge all this stuff. Why? The replay's not working. Then they don't overturn nothing. Then they don't check the right stuff.
Everything is ruling on the field stands.
Yeah. No matter what. Like, what are we reviewing if you ain't going to change? Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, it ain't even
nothing. Tampa Bay beat the Cardinals yesterday. Pass interference on the last play. Didn't even refuel. Ran off the field. And I didn't know this. I had to go into the rule book and look at it. Look this up. It's allowed for the defender to be more aggressive on longer pass plays. NFL, the rule makes no sense. On a longer pass play, I can basically pass interfere with you. It's what the rule says.
But I thought they said, like, even Hail Mary was susceptible to challenge.
Yeah, but the rule supersedes it because it says that it allows for more physical contact and more interference, basically. The defender, it says the defender can obstruct the receiver more on longer pass plays.
Oh, okay.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Because when the game, you're doing a Hail Mary.
That's for a replay purpose.
You're doing a Hail Mary. Why?
To win.
Yeah. The game's on the line. It's a big play, right?
Last play.
Because if it ain't, why throw the Hail Mary, right? Why risk getting somebody hurt? So, if you're telling me the defender can basically rape you on the Hail Mary, what's the point of the rule? What's the point of the rule? And why would I ever review that and look at it if the rule says...
There's no point.
There's no point.
Bottom line.
It's officiated. I don't know what. It's just... It stinks. It stinks. It's terrible, man. It is absolutely terrible, man. Kansas City Chiefs, I honestly don't. Mahomes is Mahomes. Those receivers they have, electric. They say Tyreek Hill being the fastest. 17 look pretty. Hardman looked pretty fast to me.
Mecole Hardman is a.
He looked pretty scat back to me. Monster.
He took a route and went all the way. I'm talking about separated so quick.
Dude, did you that jump pass?
Yeah.
He split them two defenders.
Yeah.
And they had no chance of touching him or catching him. Why did they even run? They had no chance. None whatsoever. So that knocks the Chiefs down to 6-4. Sports fans, let's just think about this. The Pittsburgh Steelers are 5-4. Tennessee Titans are 5-5. Kansas City Chiefs ain't went nowhere. 6-4.
That's what I'm saying. They fighting to keep a playoff spot.
The Kansas City Chiefs ain't went nowhere. They're 6-4. And they got the Chargers, who just come off a loss. Mm-hmm. Ain't no gimme. Ain't no gimme.
Ain't no more games as gimmies now.
Kansas City has the Chargers, the Raiders, Patriots, Broncos, Bears, Chargers. Be lucky to make the playoffs.
Be lucky.
Be lucky to make the playoffs. And they're ahead this year.
Oh, yeah. I already said it.
Be lucky to make the playoffs. And I want you knocked off. I want everybody in the AFC knocked off.
Yeah, six people going to make the playoffs, whether you ain't knocked off or not.
And as long as them Titans number six, I'm good.
But that ain't going to happen.
As long as them Titans number six, I'm good, man. Detroit Lions, man, they go and play with the backup quarterback, Jeff Driskel. My Florida Gator, Louisiana Tech brethren. Trash, man. Have a chance to win. Mr. Trubisky actually played pretty good yesterday, B.A.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He went downfield a couple times.
He did what he had to do. He didn't break 200 yards passing, but he didn't turn the ball over yesterday.
And that's all you need out of them quarterbacks.
Got sacked five times, man. So that plays a lot into that. Trubisky threw for 173 yards yesterday, man.
That ain't bad. That's terrible.
That's what he did yesterday. And the Lions not playing with Stafford and just what they're doing. And I had hopes for the Lions for a little fight in them a couple weeks ago. That fight has been removed from him.
Yeah,
it's a wrap. The Cincinnati Bengals, they in the market for either Joe Burrow or Tua. That's the only thing they worry about, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else. That's the worst team in the NFL. I said this to you a couple weeks ago. I said they're worse than the Dolphins.
They all look like it.
They're the worst team in the NFL. Mm-hmm. By far. They are the worst team. And the Baltimore Ravens, they are who they are. Baltimore Ravens won 49-13 against the Bengals yesterday.
Just go ahead and crown them.
Crown them, man.
They good at beating some tired teams. I know that.
That's the thing.
They beat the Dolphins the same way week one, remember?
Man, that's that.
Everybody. Ooh, Lamar Jackson.
B.A. going to kill them off because it's an AFC North situation, but I'm not doing that.
No.
They did beat the Patriots. I can go back when you said they didn't beat nobody. I can look at the Kansas City Chiefs and say they ain't beat nobody.
Who?
Kansas City.
No, but no, the Ravens are bona fide. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Because they beat the Patriots. They done beat some good teams. But Seattle, they beat Seattle. I'm saying every time they beat a scrub like this, everybody want to just crown them. You ain't beat nobody.
Yeah, Sunday didn't mean anything.
I mean, you beat the Bengals.
Yeah, you put a spin move on the Bengals. Like,
it's the Bengals.
They haven't done anything. But why is this?
I mean, that was a good run by Jackson, no doubt.
Oh, it was great. It was great. But why is the stigma? When I look at the Baltimore Ravens, I'm like, okay, it's Baltimore. Baltimore doesn't invoke any fear into me at all when I think about the Ravens for whatever reason. And they're a good, solid team.
Listen, you'll see week 17 or when we play.
Why don't they invoke any fear in me?
They don't invoke no fear in me.
They really honestly don't.
Only thing I used to be scared of the Ravens was their defense, and they don't have it.
They don't have that.
They don't have that. I don't care about Lamar Jackson ripping and running. I don't care about that. This is Steelers you talking about. You're going to have to do more than that to beat the Steelers. And to win in the playoffs, all that dipping and dancing and all that is not going to get it.
The edge going to be set a little harder in the playoffs.
It's not coming like that. It looks good when you play the Dolphins and the Bengals and you do this. You 49, man, but
that ain't gonna work on championship weekend, is it?
No, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah,
and everybody just want to crown him. He's a good guy. He's a good guy, but I just don't see it being no more than what it is. He been good like that. He's a good young. I got him ahead in the MVP. Because without him, the Ravens would be a
dumpster juice.
Yeah, they would be garbage.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna go.
I got him ahead of Russell Wilson.
Bingo! Me and B.A. agree on something. I got Lamar Jackson as my front runner for the MVP.
I got him ahead.
And listen, I'm saying this, and Russell Wilson got 22 touchdowns, one pick.
But that I don't care about that.
It's the impact that Lamar Jackson
that
has.
That level of that gear he got.
And don't get me wrong, you can say the same thing about Russell Wilson, but
he don't impact the game like Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Jackson is
like,
you don't miss a play.
Like Lamar, when you see the film on
he's him, Barry Bonds at bat.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
You gotta watch him. Yeah. Your eyes are focused on him.
Like, you can't film that. Like, you know how you can game
plan? Film doesn't matter on him.
You can't game plan.
You have to experience him.
Yeah, you got to.
You got the experience. Yeah, he's quick, but it's like the Ravens just don't, even with all that, and I want him to win the MVP. All that, but it's still at the same time. Perfect passer rating again for the second time this season.
Yeah, I don't.
Not bad for a running back, like you said.
Yeah, it's a good. He's good, man. The blueprint, I ain't out on none of that. He's a good player. You leave all that other stuff alone, he's a good player.
Yeah.
You know the speculations, can he do this, can he do that? Monster.
We just got a freeze warning that came across my phone. That's crazy.
Freeze warning.
Yeah, that's what just came across. This is tonight. Buffalo Bills fall to the mighty Cleveland Browns. Johnny Manziel / Baker Mayfield.
I honestly believe this here too. It's going to be 2 wild card spots in about 3 weeks. I think the Buffalo
finna come out of there
is in a free fall.
They finna come out of there.
And they finna fall hard.
They finna come out of there.
We got them coming up.
They can't score points.
And they're using a quarterback. Worse
as a running
they're
back.
They're using a quarterback.
Worse than Baltimore. But here's the thing.
He can get away.
He's big. He's a monster. Buffalo's defense, B.A., I don't care what you say, is legit.
No, they got a legit defense. But it's that Sean McDermott.
Legit.
He's a monster. He's good. He's a good coach.
They're legit.
He's a good coach, man. I gotta give him that.
Check this out. Now I had to bite my tongue because it didn't work out in my favor the way I wanted it to do, but 2-7, Tre'Davious White locked up with Odell yesterday. Locked up with him. Matched up with him every time he's on the field. Followed him everywhere he went. Slot, outside, inside.
Yeah, he's a monster too.
Tre'Davious White.
The truth, man.
Locked him up. Odell ended up getting some catches towards the end of the game and all that, but
yeah.
Man, listen, that boy played Odell yesterday.
Yeah.
Went with him, followed him around the field. Mm-hmm. He played him yesterday, man.
Yeah, I didn't pay no attention.
And Odell didn't have no fight for him.
Yeah.
He running with him, step for step. Zig, down the goal, man. He tried to run a fade, mm-hmm. broke that up. Man, that dude was on him, man.
Right.
That dude locked him up yesterday, man.
Mm-hmm.
Locked him up. And Patrick Peterson, man, speaking of getting locked up, he's been getting pretty good there. Mike Evans took to him a little bit yesterday.
Oh, did
he? Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. He did that to the best of them because he's got that slow, long, strong strength. You can run to stay with him, but when that point of attack, you can't do nothing with him.
Mm-hmm.
He jump higher than you and he's stronger than you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so I saw that matchup yesterday within the game, and that was pretty good. Buffalo, you say you're going to be in a free fall. Now, I've said this. They don't score enough points. They could have won that game yesterday. These field goal kicking situations, I don't understand. Everybody missing kicks, man.
Yeah.
Why?
It's an epidemic.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Pressure.
Why?
Because of the pressure.
Man, why? They missing kicks at an alarming rate.
Listen, but in pregame, they making all the kicks. Hitting from 60 in pregame. But when that game on the line, that pressure hit, and they miss it.
Baker Mayfield threw two touchdowns yesterday for the first time. So, what you feel about Baker?
I'm scared of Baker.
What's the issue?
Man,
I'll just be hating on him. I'll tell y'all that. I'll be
like
up front.
Baker,
I'll be hating on him because people like BA wanted to crown him when they got these pieces and said they were a Super Bowl contender. I read that on several news articles.
But it was more than me. It was a lot of people.
It was a lot of people, and it shocked me. Like, how they got Odell, a player that didn't win. And last time I checked, Eli won 2 Super Bowls before Odell got there, right?
Yeah.
And the last time I checked, he ain't won since Odell was there.
Right.
Right? Matter of fact, last time I checked, he lost his job fooling with Odell, didn't he?
It been rough.
So, how do you get Odell and Cleveland and y'all Super Bowl contender? How they work?
Talent. That's all they going by.
I mean, Randy Moss went to the Raiders, didn't he?
Yeah, but see, it's the thing. They got the wrong coach in Cleveland. They got a coach with no experience.
Back up. Wrong. You wrong. You wrong.
What?
How you got the wrong coach?
Guy don't have no experience.
No. Got the wrong GM.
Well, nah, he put the talent together.
Yeah, he went right away, put the talent together, but you messed up. You got all the talent. And you got all the talent and then get the coach.
Yeah, they ain't got no good coach.
Come on, man. You built the engine out and didn't put the right transmission in there?
Yeah, it ain't gonna work.
How? Why? Why would you trust all that talent, all that money that you paying that talent, and then don't get the right coach out there to run them?
Now, that is true.
The GM did this. You had an opportunity. You had Greg Williams as your interim coach. Mm-hmm. You decided against him. He ends up in the Jets organization. And then you hire a guy that you didn't even decide to make the interim coach that was on the staff the year before. Come on, man. Well, come on, Dorsey. Your fault.
Yeah.
That falls on you. You bite that butt. Giants, Jets. Jets beat the Giants in the dumpster bowl. That was a dumpster. We should have sponsored that. Dumpster Juice Radio should have sponsored that game yesterday.
Yeah, that was meant for
us. And Sam Darnold comes on. He tops Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Who's worse in this scenario? The Jets are still trash, even though they won. Adam Gase still needs to be fired. The GM, now you coming out. Now they're coming out talking about they're going to be patient with Adam Gase.
Because, man, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Only the black coaches get 1 year.
What has Adam Gase done in this league?
Nothing. Did less than what the other guys have done.
Worked with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, I can still remember watching TV years ago when Peyton Manning actually endorsed Adam Gase as a play caller and as a coach.
Yeah.
And he got the job down in Miami, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can remember Peyton Manning endorsing him to help him get the job during the interview process. So he was good with what he did with Manning. He ain't done nothing since then. And he's still getting jobs. Don't understand it. Mm-hmm. Makes no sense to me, man. None whatsoever. So the Jets win the game, but does that even matter?
Nah.
Did you get anything out of that game? Saquon Barkley had one. What did he have? 1 yard? Mm. And then we'll come out and say he's banged up.
Yeah, damn.
Which he probably is.
Of course he be. He rushed back from the ankle injury.
Yep. Daniel Jones, 26 of 40, 308 yards, 4 touchdowns.
That dude a real deal. Now, I keep telling you this. Even though he turns the ball over a lot.
That's his problem.
But it ain't throwing turnovers.
Yeah, but
it's holding on to the ball.
Okay, but Eli wins that game yesterday.
Nah.
Eli wins a couple of these games they play close.
Eli stinks, man.
I'm just saying.
Man, Eli stinks. Take him in Jacksonville. Y'all come get him out in Tennessee again.
Sam Darnold's 19 for 30, 230 yards with a touchdown. Nothing special. Le'Veon Bell had 18 rushes yesterday.
How many yards? 39.
34.
See, that's what I'm saying.
18 touches, 34 yards. If you don't have an offensive, if you can't block it up.
That let me know. I mean, I get it. He playing for his money. We ain't got his money. But it just, everything ain't like Pittsburgh, man.
Listen, but the issue of that is when you play a gladiator sport like in the NFL,
you need help.
You need help, and I don't think you ever get to see the true. I don't think you ever get to see the true heart of a champion, because a lot of these champions are on these non-championship teams because they got to do it to collect that check, and that's the issue that we have with the NFL. To round out the rest of the games, and the Giants coach Sherman, he still has a job.
Yeah, but he actually ain't doing bad this year.
This was my point. When you always say, when I talk about Eli, you say, Eli's this, Eli's that. I think Eli could have won a couple of these games. I definitely think he could have won the game yesterday. I think he could have won 2 or 3 of these games. They lost close. Eli Manning is your job security, coach. Yeah. Because if he'd have won a few of these games, you wouldn't be on the hot seat. You are the number one coach on the hot seat.
I don't think he worried about it.
Think he got something? No, back room deal?
I just think he ain't worried about getting fired.
He just being free?
They probably letting him do his thing, you know?
I don't know. I don't understand it. Miami Dolphins win again. Beat the Colts.
They crazy. They crazy for winning.
Messing up their pick, ain't they?
Messing their pick up.
Finna miss out on their quarterback, what they finna do.
Yes, that's what they finna do.
Finna miss out. Man, that's two wins. They are in danger of... Oh, well, the Falcons won yesterday.
Yeah.
So the Falcons will be right there with them. They got two wins, too.
But you know the Falcons ain't tanking. You know they ain't.
I know, but...
Because they ain't got a quarterback to get.
They don't need a quarterback, but they want that quarterback.
They ain't gonna fool with
him. Why they ain't?
They gonna keep Matt Ryan.
No. They have to keep Matt Ryan because they owe him $100 million. They got to keep Matt Ryan, but I'm saying...
And just gave it to him.
They want the pick because that pick, like you said on the last podcast, that pick determines what I can do in free agency and offseason. Yeah. They want the quarterback slot because guess what? You got to come get me. You got to come talk to me. You got to come talk to me if you want a quarterback.
Yeah.
So if Miami picking third, Atlanta picking two, what Miami got to do?
They're going to probably charge him a second.
You got to get bent over and get raped.
Yeah.
They're going to get raped.
Yeah, some stuff like that.
Simple. I should use a different term. They're going to get the bad end of that deal.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers and the Green Bay Packers. This is why the NFL, this replay stuff, the officials, it stinks. Jerry McCoy got called for the roughing the passer. Why? Because it's Aaron Rodgers?
That was a terrible call.
What are we doing? What are we calling right there, B.A.?
That was a terrible call.
What were they trying to call right there?
Man, that was just a terrible call.
Just tell me what they're trying to call.
I'm pretty sure they're going to send out a statement today.
Try to tell me what they were trying to call on that.
I don't
know. Did he drive him in the ground? Did he pound? Did he not do exactly what you're supposed to do?
Man, I told you, I'm tired of it. Every time somebody get hit hard, even the announcers are waiting for the flag.
But this is the worst part about it. Look at who we hit yesterday. The one man that get more calls than Tom Brady is Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. The referee tossed the flag into Aaron Rodgers' hand. Did you see that?
Nah, I didn't see that.
On that play, he dropped the flag. Aaron Rodgers caught the flag with his hand. He literally threw the flag into Aaron Rodgers' hand. Mm-hmm. Like handing it to him. Here you go. I see you, Mr. Rodgers. And then they cut from that. And guess what happens when they cut from the game? Mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers commercial on TV. Mm-hmm. And he got the call.
Dang.
NFL, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is terrible, man. This officiating, man. When I see your girl come to the airport, I'm having a talk with her. I'm going to get her. We're going to have her on Dumpster Juice Radio. We're going to get some sound bite. So when she get ready to fly out for this week's game, I'm going to talk to her. The referee from Pascagoula down there. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. Golly, I try not to bother too much because people recognize who she is and they bother her. And she don't want to be in no public crowd as an official.
Nah, you ain't going to stop.
What you mean?
You going to do the same thing everybody else.
I'm going to ask him, man. I'm going to be like, hey, what's the deal? What's going on, man? Why league-wide are so many calls being missed? And just don't understand. The pass interference thing, throw it away. Got to start back over with pass interference, Billy. Mm-hmm. What is pass interference?
Yeah, they got to redefine.
What is pass interference? Mm-hmm. It's just the league is a passing league. If I'm a defender, I can't run next to a guy and stop a dude running a 4-3 that jumps a 41-inch vertical.
You can't do nothing.
What can I do?
Can't do nothing.
That's why when you get a decent cornerback, that's why you pay him a boatload of money. Because they're hard to find. They are hard to find playing on that island like that, man.
Yeah.
Minnesota Vikings knock off the Dallas Cowboys. This is our final game for Week 10. Vikings beat the Cowboys. Cowboy fans are sad. They're hurt. We make fun of them. I did take time to make fun of some Dallas Cowboy fans.
They defense overrated.
Here's the thing, Cowboys. You just heard B.A. say your defense is overrated. He crowned you at the beginning of the season. He literally crowned you. He said you were mid-season form. You were bona fide when you were beating up on nobody.
Right, but guess what? They're imposter.
Yes, the wagon and roll back down the hill. Here's the thing.
The tail is wagging the dog.
The dog ain't wagging the tail.
The tail is wagging the dog now.
The tail making the dog head shake when he wagging.
Yeah, it's over. They might not make the playoffs.
No, they're leading the division. Here's the thing.
They're leading it by what?
by chance. They lead it by chance.
If Philadelphia mess around and beat them the next time they play,
they got to play Philadelphia again.
They in trouble.
They got to play them.
They can beat Philly, though. Philly ain't got it.
I'm going to help you out, Dallas Cowboy fans. This is what's going on with the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboy fan base actually believes that the Dallas Cowboys are the best football team in the National Football League. That's all that's wrong with the Cowboys right there. The fans think they're the best team in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Yesterday you lost to the Minnesota Vikings. Don't lose your mind over losing to the Minnesota Vikings by 4 points. You was in it. You lost on the last play of the game. It was a Hail Mary that was picked off in the end zone. The issue with the Dallas Cowboys, you're actually a good football team. I'm saying this out of my mouth. You're a good football team. You're just not as good as the 49ers.
They like the 7 best teams.
The Seahawks.
Yeah.
The Vikings.
Yeah. Packers.
The Saints.
Packers.
The Packers.
One more.
You just happen to have to beat the Eagles.
Yeah. Stumbled up on that win.
You gotta be. You're not as good as these other teams.
Just stumbled up on that win.
That's all the problem is with the Dallas Cowboys. The fan base thinks they're the best team out there. You're a good football team. You just ain't the best football team.
There you go.
I mean, I'm being realistic with them today. I thought about this. I'm like, man, them Cowboys, they sick, this and that. But I look at them, I say, I still see them sitting at the top of the division. Okay, division is trash. Mm-hmm. Who's Washington? Who's the Giants? Mm-hmm. The division's trash.
Right.
So you got a chance by default. Now, not by much default, but by default.
The Giants had them beat. Giants had them on the road last week.
There you go. There you go. So the Dallas Cowboys, you're just not as good as those other teams. That's all it boiled down to. Yeah. Ain't no bad football team. Everybody can't be the best, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody can't be the best. 6 teams get in the playoffs. 6 teams. So, whether you get in the playoff or not, that's up to you. This is what you're facing, Dallas Cowboys. You're not as good as the San Francisco 49ers. You're not good as the Green Bay Packers. You're nowhere near good as the New Orleans Saints. You're not good as the Seahawks. You're not as good as the Vikings. And depending on how this season works out, you're going to have to finish better than the Rams and the Eagles to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Period.
That sound about right.
That's it. And I said I went 1, 2, 3, and you 4, know. 5, 6, 7. I went 7 deep.
And you know Philly got a good run in them. They always have a good run in them now.
I went 7 deep. I went 7 deep, and as far as the playoffs are concerned, Dallas Cowboys, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Let me tell you why you're in trouble. Big time. And y'all waking up Monday morning saying,
what they records?
Man, listen, I'm finna kill them all. Andrew Bradford, I know you're listening. This is for you. You're 5-4. You're leading your division. You're a division leader right now. So if the playoffs were to start today, you're in the playoffs. Congratulations.
But guess what? Unfortunately,
they don't start today.
There you go.
And you are sitting in your division at 5-4. You're 5-4. Guess who else is 5-4?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. Guess what division they play in?
The same NFC East.
And guess where the Eagles sit in the wild card standings? 4th. Guess who they sit behind? The Rams. Guess what the Rams' record is? 5-4. Mm-hmm. They're trending in the wrong direction, but their record is 5-4. The same as y'all's. And guess what? The Rams is the first wild card team. So, Dallas Cowboys, you have to win your division to even make the playoffs.
I know that.
Period, point blank.
Because
the wild card teams, Seattle is second in the wild card game. They go
7-2.
7-2. Minnesota just bust y'all head. 7-3.
Right. That's dead.
Don't win your division.
You dead. That's why I'm sitting there telling you.
Cowboy fans don't know. They need to be panicking.
They got to. We got a better chance at making the playoffs than them.
Dallas Cowboy fans.
And their schedule has heated up.
Dallas Cowboy fans.
Call out their schedule.
Dallas Cowboy fans.
Call out the remaining teams on their schedule.
You got a layup coming up next. You got the Vikings. But then after them Vikings,
they got a tough schedule coming up now. They've been talking about it.
After the Vikings, I'm going to put you guys, you have a similar schedule like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers, to me, by far, has the easiest schedule the rest of the way. The Dallas Cowboys, I give y'all two more wins the rest of the season.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't good enough.
And I'm being janky because I'm rooting against you, and I'm looking at the schedule. You could go and win all these games, but in my head, I'm giving you two wins. You play the Lions next. Then you got the big boys. You got the Patriots. Then you got that Buffalo Bills smash mouth defense. Then you got that Bears defense. Then you got the Rams. Then you got the Eagles. Then you got the Redskins.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
They might split.
Hey.
And that ain't good enough.
Ain't gonna work.
That's gonna be 8-8. If they win three of them games, that's gonna be 8-8.
I'm gonna go a step further. 9-7 won't work this year.
That ain't gonna win the division.
8-8, dang, I'm sure won't work.
What the Eagles schedule look like?
I got you right here.
What the Eagles schedule look like?
So, I don't see how the Cowboys are not worried about what they're facing. I don't see how they're not worried about the schedule. The Eagles going forward. On a bye, got the Patriots, Seahawks, Dolphins, Giants. Man, I see three, four wins right there. You got Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Giants, Cowboys.
So that's good. They got them week 17, Cowboys. So it's gonna come down.
Week 16, Cowboys.
Okay.
And then.
That's what it's going to come down
to. Week 16, the Cowboys, and they got the Giants the following week.
Yeah, they're going to win. They can beat the – they maybe can beat
– B.A., the Eagles are going to beat the Cowboys. I'm calling it right now. You know why?
Why?
They're going to play Dolphins. Week 13, they're going to play the Dolphins. Week 14, they're going to play the Giants. Week 15, they're going to play the Redskins. Yeah, they're just tuning up for the Cowboys on week 16. Cowboys are their Super Bowl. Simple as that. Big game tonight, man. NFC West. 22 touchdowns against one interception. Russell Wilson against the unstoppable force of the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. Tonight, big game, big showdown, big Monday night matchup. What you think about this matchup?
I'm going to go with where they playing it.
It's a Monday night game tonight.
At?
In primetime. In Santa Clara. 49ers at home. 49ers -6 hosting the Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks to cover.
Okay.
But I think the 49ers win by 3.
49ers by 3. So
20-17.
20-17, 49ers. I'm going to go a step further. I'm going to flip that. And I'm going to go 28. I'm going to go 28-27 Seahawks.
Okay, you're predicting the
upset. I'm picking the Seahawks.
Go either way, it's 50-50 game.
My thing is right here. I know that.
We're going to see what the 49ers are made of, though, in their division.
No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to disrespect y'all like that. The 49ers are a really good team. They built right. They're bona fide. They're a playoff-bound team. But tonight, you're going up against Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson's going to make some plays. Russell Wilson's going to have his team in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Can Jimmy G drive you down the field and get you 3 or 7 at the end of the game when you need it? Mm-hmm. I want to see him in a game that he has to do that. And I think tonight's the night. I think the Seahawks win this game. Give me the points in the Seahawks. 28-27 Seahawks.
wrong. Shoot him through the peephole. The trap always open, bitch. We ain't never close. We move in them packs and we move in them keys. Step one, step two, do my dance in this bitch. Got a 100-some drums like a band in this bitch. My she keep on bitching. All that nag in this shit. Oh, shut the fuck up and just gag on this bitch. I'm a side nigga and I love when she swallow. If a nigga say something, hit him with a hollow. They glizzy, knock your meat out your taco. Flexing on these bitches, they call me Johnny Bravo. School of hard knocks, let me take you to class. My bitch is real skinny, but she got a lot of ass. I love counting money, I get a lot of cash. If you try to take it from me, he's still gonna have.